Caesars could be ready to negotiate with striking workers. Caesars Entertainment achieved an unprecedented milestone when it boasted its most lucrative quarter ever in terms of adjusted earnings for Q3. As negotiations with the Culinary Union of Las Vegas continue, once concluded, Caesars Entertainment aims to reward its members with an enhanced wage package. Caesars raises the bar. In the third quarter, the Las Vegas segment displayed encouraging demand patterns as the occupancy rate recorded a noteworthy rise, soaring from last year's 93.6% to 96.6%. This feat can be attributed to the robust performance in Las Vegas, a flourishing digital division, and an outstanding performance in the local market. The Las Vegas region observed a commendable 4% surge in overall revenue, buoyed by the multitude of visitors who flocked to high-priced experiences on a daily basis. This exponential growth translated into exceptional revenue figures for the hospitality sector and the gaming industry as a whole, and provided record-breaking achievements in the food and beverage domain. Las Vegas's financial report revealed an adjusted profit of $494 million, boasting an impressive margin of 44%. Notably, the corporation registered substantial adjusted profits during the third quarter. When addressing the culinary union contract, Caesars CEO Tom Reeg reiterated that negotiations with the union are currently underway. Reeg, alongside other executives within the company, remains hopeful and confident in their ability to attain a satisfactory agreement. Las Vegas thrives on its robust patronage in the entertainment and casino sectors, bolstered by an extensive calendar of events and a steadfast commitment to union collaborations and conventions. Excitement is brewing for the anticipated enhancement that the inaugural F1 race in November will bring. With the arrival of 2024, Caesars is bracing itself for the forthcoming Super Bowl in February, which will be hosted by Las Vegas. The continuous influx of numerous events has been greatly advantageous for Las Vegas, solidifying its position as one of the most eventful cities in the U.S. In the specific area governed by Caesars, the revenue witnessed a remarkable upsurge of 2% compared to the previous year, alongside achieving a record-breaking regional quarter with an adjusted profit of $575 million. Diversification a key to growth. A diversified range of investments in the U.S., along with outstanding performance and accessible infrastructure, are alleviating competitive stress in some markets due to stable consumer demand. According to Caesars, this region enjoys advantageous outcomes from a diversified portfolio. By the conclusion of this year, Caesars anticipates that the expansion of Harrah's Hoosier Park and the inauguration of its new Versailles Tower Hotel in Paris, Las Vegas will be open to the public. Looking ahead to 2024, Caesars has devised plans to establish fully operational offices in Danville, Virginia, and Columbus, Nebraska. These office spaces will be accompanied by the addition of fresh restaurant towers and a comprehensive renovation to enhance the Caesars New Orleans establishment. The Caesars digital division of the company reported a significant turnaround in its financial performance. The division recorded a profit of $2 million, an improvement from the loss of $38 million it incurred during the same period last year. Notably, this marks the second consecutive profitable quarter for the division, indicating a positive trend that has now persisted for a consecutive duration of 12 months. There has been a notable surge of 14% in online sports betting. In comparison, iCasino Management witnessed a significant leap of 38%, partially due to the introduction of the innovative Caesars Palace online application. Over the course of a year, remarkable advancements have been witnessed in both the financial domain and the online sports betting and iCasino sector.